Russia talk came as a result of the initiative of Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit, the chairman of the SPLM, after having contacted his counterpart, Comrade Jakaya Kikwete, the chairman of CCM, which is the ruling party in Tanzania, and is the president of the country also, to facilitate and host the intra-party dialogue. It is worth mentioning that the crises that are facing our country are coming as a result of differences within the SPLM leadership. And for that matter, as far as the quest for peace in our country is concerned, the chairman of the SPLM decided to leave no stone unturned in his search for peace. While that peace process is taking place in Addis Ababa, it was felt that it is necessary also to look at the root causes of the conflict and address them in an extensive and exclusive manner.
Yes. Now,
to come to the outcome.
Yes, briefly, before we just go to the outcome, you did mention earlier that while peace talks is taking place in Addis Ababa, it's very important that we look at the root cause of the conflict or the party problems. Now, how different is this from the Addis Ababa talks? Seems like the same issues are being addressed.
It is true. The difference is that Addis Ababa, if you look at it from the structure and composition, it's a multi-stakeholder talk where you have got different stakeholders addressing the same problem with a national outlook. In this case, we've gone back to where the problem started. It's kind of, in mathematics, we have this solving problem from the first principle, right from its genesis. This country is at war because SPLM is at war with itself. The problem started in the SPLM. So this is the difference here. The difference is that we have gone to the root cause of the problem, analyzed them, and tried to seek a solution that is sustainable and long-lasting. In this process, is separate from Addis Ababa process, but they are mutually reinforcing. That means this process reinforced the Addis Ababa peace process. And it actually brought closer the various SPLM, like SPLM in opposition and SPLM former detainees, and the SPLM, which is the SPLM that is the main party, to work on a framework document, which is the outcome actually of this process.
Great. Now, you did mention clearly that the main reason of this Arusha talks is basically to address the root causes of this conflict or the problem within the SPLM. Was that addressed?
Yes. What was done is that the three parties came together in the intra-party dialogue, the delegation of the SPLM and the delegation of the SPLM in opposition and the delegation of the SPLM former detainees. We all came together and worked on a framework for the dialogue. So this phase is called preparatory phase for the dialogue. We've been able to agree on the framework for dialogue, which contains the following: the preamble, the principle for dialogue itself. I can mention a key principle, principle number one. That is, we have agreed and committed ourselves to protect and uphold the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Republic of South Sudan. That means nobody will be allowed, or a rebel movement, or any faction, former detainees, any organization that will be allowed to conduct activities that undermine the independence and the sovereignty of the Republic of South Sudan. That means collaboration with the enemies of this republic is a red line. And then after the principle, we agreed on the objectives of the dialogue. And objective number one is reunification of the SPLM leadership. Because if all the SPLM leaders come together, then automatically you've resolved everything. Every other steps will be internalized as SPLM internal process. All other sectors of policies will be discussed within the SPLM framework. We have agreed on the agenda and analyzed the problem from its genesis within the party. And then we've agreed on the way forward that will be discussed in the next phase on political issues, organizational issues, and issues through the party leadership.
You did mention that one of the also important thing that came out is basically on the reunification of the SPLM. That will seem not an easy task because there seem to be a lot of fighting within the SPLM itself for positions.
Yeah, you see, in any political party, it is normal to have what we call political spectrum. You'll have center, you have the left, you have the right, you have the center, left, center, right. But what's important is remaining faithful and committed to the ultimate goals and the vision of that party. As far as reunification of the SPLM is concerned, this is an attempt from the chairman of the SPLM to bring all SPLM leaders together. But at the same time, the option remains open that the reason we liberated this country is for freedom of association, freedom of organization. So if they so choose that they do not want to continue the SPLM and they wish to form their own parties, Dr. Riek Machar is allowed to form his own political party and can have his own party, a registered party, provided that he denounced violence, delete himself from armed movement, armed violence, and be a democratic party. The same applies to the former detainees. So all options are open, but they will be taken, these options will be chosen voluntarily. But our first choice is coming together as party leadership. So it's not a one-way traffic.
Okay, after this meeting in Arusha, when the SPLM are leaving from there, all the different SPLMs, what is your take? I mean, has there been something that you really think is trying to unite the SPLM and is trying to bring peace back to the country? Do you feel something really came out of that meeting?
Yes, exactly. I feel that there's a progress that has been made because after 7 days of work, extensive work, the chairman of the SPLM, Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit, was in Arusha with us yesterday. Riek Machar Teny, the former deputy chairman of the SPLM, the former secretary general of the SPLM, Pagana Mohamed, his delegation, all were there and made statements reiterating their commitments to this process. I think this commitment from different principles is a clear indication that we are moving to that direction of the objective of the intra-party dialogue. In addition to that, the atmosphere for the last 7 days has been very cordial, full of respect. Even our facilitator, the Chama Chama Pinduzi, which is ruling party of Tanzania and which hosted the talks, at some sessions they were not present. And you could see all the SPLM groups sitting together in a very cordial manner, very friendly manner, discussing and agreeing mutually. I think this is something you need to be underlined, and this is the spirit that is needed first to build the trust. You know, Comrade William, making war is easy, but to bring peace through dialogue, reconciliation, is a tedious process. A war of 1 month can take many months if it is to be reversed and peace be brought. So this call for a patience from all of us, including the public, the people of South Sudan, the membership of the SPLM, to be patient, and they have to know that their leadership and the comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit is fully committed for peace. We do not want South Sudanese to die anymore. We do not want South Sudanese to suffer anymore. They have suffered for too long to get their independence, and what we need to pay them back as SPLM is not suffering, but development, prosperity, and good living.
Now, the next step is obviously the IGAD-mediated peace talks that will be taking place in Bahar Dar, Ethiopia. With these Arusha talks, how do you think is going to affect the next round of talks in Addis Ababa or in Bahar Dar?
If there is no change from the other two sides, that is the SPLM in opposition and the SPLM former detainees, if they maintain the spirit of Arusha, I believe that what we have done for the last 1 week in Arusha will automatically and consequently reinforce what will take place in Addis in a few days to come.
Yes, thank you so much for giving us this time. But before we just leave, we heard tomorrow there will be a one-day summit by three heads of state coming here and we'll be discussing with President Salva Kiir. Can you tell us briefly about that summit?
Well, I think you need to bear in mind that those head of states who are coming, though I do not have the confirmation of their arrival, but what I can tell is that they are IGAD head of states, and South Sudan is an IGAD member state. Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit is one of IGAD head of states. And it's a routine business within IGAD that IGAD leaders consult from time to time and meet to discuss regional issues, including peace and stability. So I believe that they will discuss, they will talk, and they will discuss matters of peace in the country.
Yes, and it's only these three countries, not other IGAD countries as well, joining in?
Well, I think some of our president, he can extend his invitation to anyone he wishes to attend, depending on his schedule.